Hello to all my chavarim, Yeshiva Torahs, Moshe, and around the world. Continuing on our Mishnayos Shiur, Meseches Beis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Aleph Mem Aleph, and continues on to Lamed Aleph Mem Beis. Then the Mishnah starts. Ein Mavakim Eitzim Lo Min HaKoros. Don't chop wood from beams on Yom Tov. The Rav says you're doing it because you don't want the wood to warp, and these are pieces that are standing for building. Tosfos Yontif says, the even Kohen Reb Shimon, okay, who normally says that muksa is mutter, as the Torah says in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, and Beis Yosef says the reason is because they're muksa machus chisaron kits, and that is more serious form of muksa, and even Reb Shimon would be moda that would be asa. You don't want to lose money. It's a valuable object. So that is muksa machmas chisaron kis. Velomina korish nishbar yantif. If you have a bean that breaks on yantif, don't cut the wood from that. Rav says, even though now it is available for firewood, it's not the building anymore, building type of wood, but banish mushes, it wasn't set for that, and therefore it's us or the whole. Yeah, the verse real says, even if it was like rickety from Erev Yantav, still it would be no lud. It's a different item that came into being on Yantav. Tosfos says, since it was muksa, bein hashmashos, so it's muksa for the whole day. And we see from this that minastam, our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that muksa is aser. Even though on Shabbos we normally go like Reb Shimon, as we have in Perek. Shabbos, Perek Chavdalad, Mishnah Dalad, where it talks there about cutting up an animal that died to feed two dogs. So there we say it's muksa, but Reb Shimon says muksa is mutter. That reason there is because Shabbos is more chomer, and there's no fear that a person would be mezalzel in Shabbos. So there we go, like Reb Shimon, that is mekel, that we don't have to worry about muksa. A Shabbos, and then Yantif, which is lighter in people's estimation. People might come to Mazal, so they needed to strengthen it. So there we pass, and like Rabbi Yehuda, who is Machmer. The Mishnah continues, Eimavakim lo bekartum. We don't chop, not with an axe, Rashi and the Rav says. There's a chisur mechzu, something's missing here in the Mishnah, and this is where he goes. Don't cut from the Korah that was broken on Yantif, from Erev Yantif, and when you are, the only time you can cut, is from a beam if it was broken from Erev Yantav, not on Yantav. And when you are cutting from that beam, don't use an axe. As it says, a normal axe is made as a kli umnus, it's a professional item that they use it to make saddles and other types of materials and other types of kalim. And it has this axe has two sides to it. Don't use this professional thing on Yantif for chopping. Veloba Megera, what is that? Rashi and the Rav says it's like a knife, a long knife, that it has a lot of not holes, but edges along on the knife, grooves, and you cut a thick piece of wood with it, and it's a professional instrument. For loba magal, don't use a magal. Rashirav says, well, it's a hand item, a hand chopper. Rashirav say that it's also a professional kli uman, and it looks like you want to do a malacha if you use this thing. Tosfos says, from the orach a magal, it's a hand magal used to break bones and wood, and it's very sharp. Don't use that either. Again, it's a kli umen. Elabakupits use a regular cleaver, like a kitchen type of cleaver. Rasharav says the normal type of kupits is a knife of butchers. It's not a professional instrument. And some have two heads to it. One side is wider, and it's called the female side. And one is narrower, it's called the male side. You don't use that. The only one that you use to do your chopping is with the male side of it. Tosfos Yontif brings from Rashi, Daf Lamed Aleph Mem Beis, that this side is used to chop wood, and the wider one is used to cut down the tree to its length, to its width. And that's more like a malacha, a malacha su'uman, professional type of thing. So we only use the side which is not as professional usage. The first Yisrael says, and it's only allowed to use the sharp side. We want to change from the normal way we use the chopping in the weekdays. And even though cutting down trees is machshirin, you could have chopped the tree down from Erev Yantiv, and we say if something you could have done from Erev Yantiv, don't do it on Yantiv. Still, chopping the wood is not considered malacha. It's just look. It's also because it looks like it's over to the chol. And for Tzarech Yantiv, it would be mutter with a shinoi. And we ourselves are knowing to aser cutting wood, even a chol hamoed, and we only allow you on Yantiv to cut the wood with a knife. Aleph says, Yesh Misha Aser, Afilu Bekupit, some say even with that butcher's cleaver, it's Aser. Why? Because we're not bucky exactly what these different instruments are. They only matter with a knife. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zion says, or break it by hand, those into smaller pieces of wood, that would also be okay. Okay, by Yeshu Mali Peres, going to a different topic here in this Mishnah. If you have a house and it's full of Peres in it, there says they're ready to be eaten. And Sosom Venisim, it's a closed house, and Nifchas, as part of it broke on Yantav. Jerusalem says, some say even if it was a good wall, and then something happened and made it fall, or some say no, it only had to be with a rickety wall, that the wall fell on Yantav. Rashi says, Nifchas me'elav, nobody did an action to cause it to fall, it just fell in on its own. So, notim yimakum hapchas, you can take from the place where it got the defect in the wall. Rashi and Rav says, we don't say it's muksa, the items inside are muksa, smachas, iserheim, because you couldn't have been able, you weren't able to break it on Yantif into this closed area, and you might have forgotten about it and put it out of your mind. But we're talking about the type of house in our Mishnah, not that it was built, the house with the walls, cement and bricks, holding the cement, holding the bricks and the lime. But it's talking about rows of bricks, one on top of another, without any cement. So, since there is no iser in taking these walls apart, so it's not muksa either. So just like we say by tevel. Tevel is not muksa, even though you're not supposed to take off truma on Shabbos and Yantav, but the tevel itself is not muksa, because if someone actually did, was over, and he took Trumas and Maises, it would work as a good taking the Trumas and Maises, so therefore it's not Moksa. Remeir Eimer, Af Peichas Lachat Chivon Neitel. He says it's not a B'dievin. You can actually go and take the wall apart and then take the items you want out. Rav says, since there's no cement, there's just these bricks one layered on top of the other, it's not considered Soser, and it's mutter to take apart Lachat Chila. But we don't pass any Reb Meir. And in the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Tav Kuf Yud Chesif Tes, says, Vayishu Mali Peres, you have a house full of fruits, they're Mukhanim, they're ready to go, and then the house fell in a little bit, you can take from the place that fell in. So Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Mem Ches says, and when it fell even on Yantav. We don't say, since Bein HaShemashas it was closed, and you wouldn't have been able to take anything from inside it. So it should be Machmas Isser. It should be a Stiris Binyan. So therefore, it should be Muksa for the whole day. He says, no, this is not included in Muksa, since the items inside were not Muksa themselves. It's just that they were in a place you couldn't have, they weren't accessible to go in there and get it. And according to this reasoning, even if the house was a good, sturdy house beforehand, and it's not normal to expect it to fall in over Shabbos Yantav, it would be also mutter to take the Peres. The Dirshu Os 54 writes, and if the house did not fall in on its own, but some Yisrael who wasn't religious came and opened it up, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Melech Shlomo, it's also to have Hana from Maisa Yantav, just like it's also to have Hana from Maisa Shabbos. So if someone does something for you, which is normally also to do, he does it on Yantav, you can't have Hana from it. And even if he's only over an Isidra Rabbanan. But if he happened to go ahead and did it, then it's mutter to eat it. So chachila, you shouldn't tell him to do something or sit idly by when he's doing something. You should tell him, please don't do that. But if he did, you could have enough from it. Now moving on to the Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet, which the Gemara is Daf Lamed Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ein poskin es aner. Don't start off a ner. As Rashi Rav says, they used to have these balls of clay that they would use to put it into a shape of a receptacle to hold a fire, a ner. And if the person who was a professional would use these balls of clay. So you can't then stick your hand into this ball in order to hollow out a place for the fire. Why? Meshu also kli. You're making a kli by doing that. Tazianza says, and it's telling you, even though it's not really a kli, as far as Kabbalah's Toma, until it gets heated up in the oven. Still, we consider it something also to do right now. Tazianza Flam and Basement Aleph, the very Moscow in Postchem, says a different shot. He says, in Postchem Saner, because it was normally to put. Let's say you took a piece of dough, of clay, and you hollowed it out, and you wanted to heat it up in the oven. But you're afraid if you do it, put it in the oven, the walls might fall in, it might not be so usable. So what they would do is they would stick inside that hollowed out area straw or other materials like that, and that would block out the air. And then after the baking a little bit, they would take out that straw that they put inside, and therefore we're saying in poskenas aner, we don't take what is inside, which is make it like a gemar kli, and it would finish his malacha. So if you did get one of these items with the straw in it, don't pull it out on Shabbos or Yantav here we're talking about, because that would be a gemar kli. Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Kuf Yudal Sifkat Lamed Zayin brings a third pshat. We brought two pshatim that even though it's not a kli for kolas tuma, it's still considered being ois a kli. And Tosis says that it has the hole stuffed up. You have to be careful about unstuffing it. And the third pshat is the Rambam pshat in Pirush Mishnayos, and also in Halachos Yontif Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, that their candlesticks were made in pairs. Oh, the candles were made in pairs. And then you would cut it down the middle, and then you'd have two candles that you could use. So don't do that on Yontif. Don't break it into two, because it's a Misakin Kli. And the Gersa of the Rambam is Ein Pochsim Es Haner. And the Mishnah Berurah, not Ein Pochsim, Ein Pochsim, don't make it less by breaking it into. And the Mishnah Berurah accepts all these three pshatim on our Mishnah. You can't do each of these three items. And Adirisha owes 36. He's brought. And also, if you have Leban cups, or as we normally have, yogurt cups that come in four, and so you can't split those cups where they're connected, or can you split those cups that are connected on Yatra Serval Yashim and Archas Shabbat, so Chelik Aleph. Perikid Beis HaRechav Dalet says it's Usar. No, don't break them apart on Shabbos or Yatra, because it's a Tikkun Kli. And also maybe the Malacha of Machatech of cutting. But on the other hand, Rishon Zalman Arbach and Binyan Shlomo Perikav Ches Os Gimel, and in the Archas Shabbos there, writes, it is Mutter to separate them. It's not at all an Isser Makav Patish, like you're taking two candles that you're separating. Since here, the form of these cups, the yogurt or lemon cups, is already finished in the factory. And they look like separate kalim. Why were they still connected? To make it easier to sell. The guy can pick up a 4-pack, an 8-pack, whatever he wants. Masha Enkin, by the two neiros, we're talking about they're stuck together the whole length, and they look like one. So there, it's more of an issue of separating it or not. Okay, if you ain't osin pechamim b'yantif, don't make charcoal bricks on yantif. Rashi Rav says it also is a kli for people who work with gold. They like to have these pechams on yantif. They like to use it at whatever point they want to use the pecham. So therefore, it's considered a kli. So don't make it on Yantav Teresel. Says Quint the Rat, it would be Aser Mishum Lechaba. The only way to make a pecha, a coal, is to have something that's lit, a coal that's lit, and the fire is going, and then you blow it out, and therefore you could take it and now fashion it. But so the Ran says it's Aser because you shouldn't do it on Yantav because it's Mechaba. Ve'en chol shnas psilu shnayim. Don't cut a wick into two. Rashi Rav says a wick also is a kli for lighting. It's made for lighting candles or for Shabbos lech, and it is a tikkun here. And we don't cut into two because it's a misakan kli. The Rav adds ulama'achan mutter. If you want to squish the psila, I guess so. It eventually gets loose. Then it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, chaytcha be'or l'shtei neiris. No, you can take two ends of the wick and put it into the two receptacles where the oil is, and then he wants to light them at the same time, so he lights it in the middle of the wick, and therefore it doesn't show that he's doing it to fix a kli. It's only doing it for hadlaka, to light both ends at the same time, and that's what we passing like this Rabbi Yehuda. The Tais is yantif. And also the Rambam writes this. Says the Rambam also holds that Shita, like Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rush wonders, why is he passing like a single Mandi Amar? Normally passing like the Rambam. And here it's Rabbi Yehuda against the Stam Mishnah. Okay, and the basic answer is the reason is that since there's a Bryce in the Gemara that has Bar Kafra who just gives the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda without even mentioning him, so we see that the halacha is like him. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Yudal Sivkat and Chaf Beis says this is just Gram Kibui and it's mutter. By breaking the wick, you're being Gurim to go out earlier, and that is okay, it's Gram. And the Dir Shos 21 says, but the Ramah before in Siman Shin Lamadalad Siv Chaf Beis writes that only a place of Hefsid Gamor is Gram Kibui mutter, where you're definitely going to lose a whole lot. That is okay to do the in place to do the gram of the kiboy, but it's brought down to Shartzian a little later on. Sivkat Lamed Aleph in the name of the Maamar Mordechai, they were only on Shabbos. It's not mutter to do gram kiboy when there's no without a hefset, without a loss. But on Yantif, it is mutter even without a loss. And the Chazayin Ish in Simon. In Eirachayim, Simon Lamaches have gotten Zion writes that the Ramah holds that here this cutting of the wicks isn't even considered a gram kibbutz, and nobody has to worry about it, therefore it's mutter. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. If you would like to contact me, you can write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Always interested in questions, comments, complaints. Have a good day.